listen to the story now.
In this story, we will meet a very poor man named Shimon Shuster, who is all alone without family or friends. Listen how a very kind family welcomes him into their home with food and lodging and try their best to make him feel comfortable. Hold on tight for the ending. It is very exciting as their kindness is repaid. His name was Shimon Shuster, and he sat in the back of the shul on a Friday night looking around. An old man, with a lot of the color out of his face. Oh, it hadn't always been this way, but this is what his life was now. He didn't really have a job. He would go to the fish store and carry packages for people, get some tips, fruit store, the grocery. And with those tips, he paid the rent. The rent for what? For a room in a cellar where he lived by himself in the cold. And the worst thing was, when the store would give him a delivery and he'd schlep in the cold and the snow and the rain, blocks and blocks to find nobody home, and he'd have to schlep it back. His life was very difficult. He slept in that cold cellar where there was no heat, and many times he caught cold. He was an old, old man. It wasn't always this way. The Nazis had killed out his family, and now he was left alone. But he never complained, never. Only one thing bothered him: the loneliness. Just lay in bed by yourself, nobody to talk to, nobody to have friendship with. On the street, nobody to say hello to you, invite you in for a meal. That was the biggest problem. When he was younger and he lived in Europe, he had a family, a wife and children and friends. And here he had just about nothing. And one day it happened. Because of his colds and his sickness, he was so faint, he fell on the floor unconscious. A neighbor found him, and immediately he was rushed to a doctor.
Mr. Shuster, you are a very sick man. You are suffering from malnutrition. And if you don't find a way to eat better, you won't hold out much longer. You must find a way to put some better food in your system.
What was Shimon to do? Where was he supposed to afford healthy food? And here it was Friday night. He was sitting in the shul, looking around. Never, never, ever did he ever beg or ask anybody for anything. But now he had no choice. And back at the shul he watched. There was a man in the shul named Mr. Fried, a wonderful man he had heard about. He was told that if you knock on Mr. Fried's door, you will always get a meal. And here he was Friday night, for the first time ever, feeling that he had to ask. Davening was over. All the people were leaving the shul. He watched as the men put the coats on their little children. He had once done that. He watched everybody walking home, but he had no home to walk to. And he began to walk toward the house of Mr. Fried. In his mind, he played the scenario over hundreds of times. No, I'm going to turn back. Maybe I shouldn't go. I never asked anybody for anything. Again, he had no choice. Finally, he came up to the nice oak door and knocked. All of a sudden, the door opened. Shimon looked up, and standing there was a nice man looking at him.
My name is...
said the man, Mr. Fried.
Please, it's cold outside. Please come inside. Join us for Shabbos.
Shimon looked. He couldn't believe it. The man was taking him in. No name, nothing.
Please, Rabbi, don't stay outside. It's cold. Please come in. Rivka, children, we have another guest.
Oh, another guest.
The children came running.
Please, what's your name?
My name is Shimon.
Shimon, could you please sit next to me, Shimon? Please sit next to me.
He couldn't believe it. Shimon felt at home. He hadn't felt this way in years. He looked around the table. There was children. There were other guests. There were other people. Oh, to sit a Friday night with other Yidden, not to have to spend the night in the cellar, was wonderful. He took up the kais. He made Kiddush with such emotion more emotion than he ever had in years. Then he sat down to eat gefilte fish, chicken soup, delicious food.
"Please, have some more. Have some more."
All the children said,
"Please."
And Mrs. Fried,
"Please, another piece of fish. Maybe a piece of chicken. A hot tea."
He couldn't believe it. They sang Zmiris, said Divrei Torah. He hadn't experienced such a Shabbos in years. And finally, the meal ended. Everybody benched and went home. But Mr. Fried insisted,
"Please, Shimon, you are my guest. You must sleep here tonight."
"No, no, I have a home."
"No, your home is far away. I'm sorry, I insist. You must stay here tonight. Come, we have a guest room."
"Are you sure it's okay?"
"Of course it's okay. I insist. And you must eat here tomorrow."
Shimon went to a room. He lay down on the bed. He couldn't believe it. A soft bed with a pillow. All of a sudden, he heard a knock at the door.
"Come in."
It was one of the children.
"Oh, Shimon, maybe you want a second pillow. Some people like to sleep with a second pillow."
Shimon was thinking, when was the last time he had slept with one pillow?
"It's okay, I have one."
"No, please, Shimon, please, take a second pillow."
"But isn't it yours?"
"No, I have a lot of pillows. Please, take my pillow."
Shimon took the second pillow, laid his head down, and fell asleep. The next day was the same, a repetition, just a beautiful Shabbos. Week in, week out, Shimon Shuster was invited to the Frieds anytime he wanted to come. Not just on Shabbos, even during the week. He became friends with Mr. Fried and the whole family. They treated him as family. As a matter of fact, there were times Mr. Fried would hand him a couple of dollars.
"Here, Shimon, here, I have some extra."
The Frieds were not rich people at all. They were plain people. They watched their money, and they spent it on good things. Food for Orchim on Shabbos, clothing for Orchim, pillows, blankets, things for people who were in need. And this friendship lasted for many years. But the main thing Mr. Fried did for Shimon was to give him chizuk. Anytime Shimon was depressed, Mr. Fried would pick him up.
"You're a good Jew. Hashem loves you, Shimon, because you try so hard."
Not only did he do this with Shimon, he did it with all the Orchim. Anybody who felt down, Mr. Fried picked them up. Anybody who needed a kind word, Mr. Fried was there to give it to him. It was Chanukah. 2 years later, everybody's sitting around, beautiful Chanukah, playing dreidel, singing songs. Everybody was playing except little Sora. Little Sora went to sleep. Mr. Fried was playing, Shimon was playing, they were all having a good time. When all of a sudden they started to smell smoke and hear the crackle of fire. "Fire, fire," they began to scream, "fire, fire." They turned around. Part of the house was already in blaze.
"Sora, Sora, where's Sora?"
cried Mrs. Fried.
"Where's Sora?"
The other children hung on to their mother.
"Sora, Sora, where's my Sora?"
All of a sudden the neighbors came running in. They grabbed Mrs. Fried and her children.
"No, no, my Sora."
Mr. Fried got up. He had to find his daughter. And Shimon was there to help him. Mr. Fried went up to the fire. But all of a sudden, he couldn't handle it anymore. He fell to the floor. He collapsed. A little skinny Shimon grabbed a hold of Mr. Fried and dragged him outside.
"But Sora, where's Sora?"
Again, Shimon ran in, right into the smoke, right into the smoky rooms.
"Please, Hashem, please help me. This family has done so much for me, please."
And all of a sudden, he got into the room, and through all the smoke and the haze, he saw Sora, her blonde hair, under the bed. He grabbed her and went to the window.
"Please help me, Hashem."
He closed his eyes, and as he went unconscious, he jumped out the window. When he opened his eyes, a nurse was standing at his bedside, and he gradually realized that he was in a hospital.
"Sora! Sora! Where's Sora?"
"Oh, the little girl is doing beautifully. Thanks to you, my friend. You're a brave man. You're a hero."
"You mean she's alive?"
"Yes, sir. She'll be going home soon. Now you rest, and I'll tell the Frieds you're okay. They've been taking turns sleeping on the couch."
Shimon lay there quietly. It was a beautiful night. The moon was out and the stars sparkled.
"Thank you, Hashem. Thank you for allowing me to repay this family's great kindness.